Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, colleagues. Thanks to the Secretariat for the document that we have before us. We know that the voluntary LDN targets are of great interest to many parties, and we appreciate hearing about the experiences of parties on this topic. For us, learning how the work of the convention is going on the ground is our favorite part of the CRIC and the intersessional meetings. Our delegation shares a lot of the same questions as Switzerland in their earlier intervention. We also share many of the same views. And so in the interest of time, we won't repeat those, but instead we'll focus on another element that we wanted to highlight. We thought this document was very helpful, and it contains a lot of information. We noted that while drought is referenced within the text, it's not included within the recommendations themselves, and we thought that that was a missed opportunity. There's clear science demonstrating that land degradation increases the negative impacts of meteorological drought, and in order to increase the benefits of LDN investments on drought mitigation and adaptation, we would like to suggest that target setting and prioritization of LDN projects take into account the relative co-benefits of investments in land degradation avoidance, reduction, and restoration. For example, focusing on land degradation avoidance investments in areas where agricultural production is already limited by drought and where drought impacts are likely to be increased by land degradation. We think it would be useful to seek to foster this kind of synergy within the recommendations. In this regard, we note that in particular, the publication cited on page 7, it's footnote 15, which is talking about land degradation, neutrality, water security, and combating drought briefing note. This publication shows that avoiding, reducing, and reversing land degradation has positive long-term gains in water security. And as land degradation and water scarcity are closely linked, water is the most disruptive element in the ongoing climate change crisis. How land is managed plays a major role in taming this disruption. So we'll leave it there again in the interest of time. Thank you again, Mr. Chair.